Yo.
Hey, what's happening, brother? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Awesome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool, cool, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. And yourself?
It's Saturday, man. I can't complain about shit.
Right? I feel you on that, man. Man, this is it's a really crisp call because, you know, I sometimes, you know, I'll have a buddy of mine on and you know, we do the whole NLD goes to the movies type deal and, you know, review some movies and shit. And he always calls through the number I gave you.
Okay.
And it sounds like a fucking phone call, man. I mean, it's okay, you know, if you have guests on and whatnot, you know,
right.
but I mean, for like, you know, another host or somebody, you know, something like that. This sounds
crisp.
Actually great, man.
That's awesome. Cause actually out where I live, like I said, I'm like 30 minutes out of west of Atlanta, and man, we have airplanes go over the house constantly, and but we do have a pretty good connection, internet connection over here. So, yeah, that's awesome that it sounds good, man. Because I was kind of worried.
It actually sounds really good, man. There doesn't seem to be, you know, even a lot of lag or anything. And trust me, I feel you about the airplanes, man. But you know. Similar to that, we got a fucking firehouse right up the street.
Oh,
okay. And we live at a place. I'm in Ohio, right outside of Dayton, right by Wright-Patterson Air Force.
Yeah, I looked up your I looked up the area code when you sent the number because I'm creepy like that. But no,
no worries, man.
It popped up, Dayton. I'm like, okay, Ohio, I'll see you.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I live in a spot that's called Five Points. Okay, and what it is, it's like five different roads, you know, separate roads, all joining in one spot. And right down the street, man, is a firehouse. So there are constantly, all day, every day, man, you hear fucking fire trucks, you hear police sirens, you hear ambulance. It is absolutely horrible. It was nerve-wracking trying to do the Manson script. It was absolutely horrible.
God.
I had to fucking pause it and a goddamn fire trucks.
So I'm assuming you don't have a soundproof room?
I have not soundproofed
like
it yet.
That.
No, I have not soundproofed it yet, but that is in the works because I honestly never thought that I was going to get picked for this shit, so they kind of called my bluff.
Man, no, with your voice, man, with the bass and everything, I don't even know how much, if you have a good microphone, you might not even need much soundproofing because the bass kind of, I don't know, it kind of overrides all the background noise in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in a sense, yeah, it does. And I use, I guess, you know, just a regular kind of like a stage mic. I'm not even using headphones and your audio is coming right out of my PC, you know, just not even 2 feet away from me.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I don't use headphones when I'm, like, recording myself because I have a USB mic. I don't have a pro rig or anything, so there's that weird delay between the USB mic and hearing yourself while you're recording, so I just kind of have to watch the waveform and, you know, watch out for peaking and stuff like that, but...
Yeah, exactly.
I feel you about the, about the firehouse situation because our last house... We were about a block and a half from a fire station. So the same thing would happen. And also at that fire station, they had one of the mini tornado sirens or whatever.
Oh, God. You
know, the one that rotates 360 and just it sounds like the voice of God coming through. Yeah, so
well, it's funny because, like I said, I'm right by Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. So when there's a tornado going on, they, you know, or something, we had like 17 tornadoes hit, and you know, about an hour in diameter from me. We got lucky.
God.
We just lost power, but that was the first time I was genuinely scared because of a storm.
Man.
I grabbed the dog. I'm like, Jody, grab the dog in the weed. We're going to the basement.
Yep.
I mean, I that was the
Can't
first time.
Can't leave the weed, man.
Right, man. Hey, if we're going to go out and we're going to lose everything, you're not getting my weed.
Right. That's the one thing I won't let Mother Nature have back.
No, no, you can't have it back. You gave it to me, damn it.
That's my little piece of nature, right. Motherfucker.
I feel it, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's funny. How do you pronounce old dude's name? Is it Tudor? Tudor?
I've been saying Tudor, but like two doors.
Right.
But yeah, I have no idea because I know he's either Romanian or just living in Romania. So I don't know how they pronounce it over there. Sometimes, like with the Sobraj script, I had to. There's so many weird names. I had to kind of.
God.
Like my sister was she took a lot of French growing up, so you know with the French name she kind of helped out. But I had to use like Google, you know how Google has like a not Google Translate, but it'll pronounce things for
you.
Oh
yeah, yeah. I did it all the time just to make sure I got names right with the Manchester.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly, exactly. So that I don't know. I didn't put Tudor in there, but I don't know. I have no idea anything about this guy except. That he has
Of fucking subscribers.
440 something thousand.
Almost 450. 450,000, yeah. Just on SKD. Up. And then I think there's like 35, close to 40,000 on.
You've done the homework. You've done the same homework I have, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because my wife was, kind of shocked that I even. Not applied, but reached out to him to help him with narration because she, you know, we're just kind of workaday people over here.
Yeah, and, same here.
So, you know, this kind of out of nowhere kind of thing. I had a microphone, always wanted to do something with it. So it was kind of like, fuck, well, this guy's looking for people to help him out. So why not? Just give it a shot.
I know. I was watching, I think it was the, is it Bonin or?
William
Bonin. Yeah. I was watching, you know, his doc and looking through the, it's funny. I'm going to get off track here, but it's funny because when we would do, podcasts on serial killers, SKD was the first place I would go to look up people that I haven't heard of before or didn't know a whole lot about. I'd always go.
That's what he kind of specializes in, right?
Yeah, just pretty much.
The lesser known.
And I'd go there and, you know, I'd find out, and then I'd go, you know, that was kind of the, I don't know, the foundation, I guess you could say, because after that, then I'd start hitting, you know, Murderpedia or Wikipedia or something,
right.
And looking these people up. And it was funny because, like I said, man, I tossed it around because I had seen in his comments, you know, him talking about getting live narration. I had tossed it around a little bit. I had never done any. I'm just more like ad lib kind of guy, you know, like on the podcast, you know, just.
Yeah,
ad-lib.
I always call it free form.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like, you know, I've never
step
had
into
a
it without a script, without any. Maybe some bullet points of things that you know you want to hit, like, oops, don't forget to mention this, that kind of stuff. But that's kind of always what I wanted to do, too.
Yeah, and you know, so this was so really out of my element, in a sense.
Yeah. Well, it didn't sound like it, man. I mean, you've got a golden voice there.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's funny, this brings me back to my original point when I mentioned how to, you know, pronounce his fucking name. But me and my wife, we just call him Tudor.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, when I say Tudor, she knows who the fuck I'm talking about, right? And he mentioned to me, he was like, you know, he was like, I see you having, you know, one, he made it, you know, one enemy in this, you know, one nemesis, and that was you.
That's hilarious, man, because I have no background in anything like this.
Me neither.
I've kind of recorded stuff on my own, just for fun, just to kind of entertain my friends and my wife too. I'll
and
set
yourself.
Up right. And myself. Yeah. I don't know. There's something about speaking, on mic, narration, whatever. It just kind of piques my interest. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it was super cool to get the opportunity. And, I mean, it turned out to be what it is. I mean, the Sobraj videos got, It's gaining some
over 10,000. I think it was about 10,000 last time
looked. Oh my God, that's a trip, man. To think that 10,000 people have heard your voice, even if they clicked off the video after like 5 seconds.
Right.
It's like what? But yeah, man. The more I can get into it, the better, I think. So.
Well, that's awesome, about your, man. Because honestly, man. I told my wife, who, you know, she does the podcast with me, but she's not, you know, she never really wanted to do it. She was my first choice. Then I had a buddy of mine who I kind of talked, you know, into, and then, well, life happened, and that was cool. You know, his work, he's a landscaper. So, you know, it was hard for him to, you know, working 12 hours, you know, a day out in the fucking heat and shit. And,
yeah. You know, you don't necessarily want to sit down and talk after that.
Exactly.
You just want to drink a beer.
Or, you know, you have no time to, you know, do any research or anything, you know. So
right.
I understand that, man. I told him, I was like, hey, man, your family and your life comes first, man. We're not getting paid for this. You know, this is pretty much for fucking fun. And,
right.
So, yeah, he, and then that's when, you know, Jody, my wife, that's when she came back into the picture. Cause I was thinking about just like canning the whole thing. I was like, man, this is fucked up. I mean, it was like me, and my, his name is Rodney, but he went by Malice. And, you know, me and him, we started, you know, he had never done it before either. Now, I had done live internet talk radio, political talk radio, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And that just got to the point that, you know, the subject matters and whatnot were just so intense that I was not having fun.
That's the key, the whole key to life, man. If you hate what you're doing, you got to switch it up.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, so I didn't even get a mic. I didn't even sit behind a mic, you know, because the you know, I feel like Sylvester Stallone in Over the Top, where he says he turns his, you know, hat from frontward to backwards and he goes from like man to machine. That's what I feel like when I'm behind a mic. I'm like, this is the happiest I can fucking be,
man. I totally relate to a lot of that. The only reason I have a mic in the first place, well, I had one before. I had one of those Blue Yeti.
Oh yeah,
mics.
Yeah,
and it was a badass mic. I ended up, you know, selling it for some cash, extra cash. But my sister and I were thinking about starting a podcast together because we're both kind of weirdos.
Nice.
And share similar interests. So she bought a mic and I bought the same one. And it just never, you know, she's like your buddy, just busy with work, like constantly. And so I was just sitting here with this mic and it was literally gathering dust. So, yeah, I had totally kind of put that whole notion aside. And, oh, God, I can't do a podcast by myself. I'm not fucking Bill Burr over here, so... You know,
and the funny thing, man, is it's actually not as bad as you think, honestly, because I had always done like my political live radio because it was live. I could have call-ins and people call in, but I never did. I didn't do that thing. I had guests call in, but I didn't take phone calls. That just wasn't my stick, you know, and but yeah, that was you know, a 2-hour live show. But you would only have, you know, you'd only have to speak for about, you know, 17 minutes, and then the automation would kick in the break, and then you just lead out, and then you'll hear the commercials, you have your timer and everything. It's just like, you know, in a fucking studio basically. And it's not really as hard as you think. It can be somewhat nerve-wracking because you have to listen to yourself for that entire 2 hours.
Right. You know, can see that being a little weird at first.
That can be a little monotonous at first, yes. It was cool, man. It was a fun time. But, you know, this podcast, absolutely, man. I would dig having, you know, a third person. My my fucking original idea was to have me, my wife, and my buddy Rodney on. And
right, because it's just good to be able to bounce that idea.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you have a dry spot where you kind of trail off, like somebody else can, you know, jump in and kind of pick up where you left off.
Oh, yeah, because I trail off all the time.
Oh, God, yeah, me too.
It is horrible.
It might or might not be marijuana related, but.
Mine normally is.
Or alcohol related.
Yeah, right. I try not to drink too much. See, I mean, the wife said, look, man, because I did some really drunk podcasts. I was pretty fucking embarrassed, but I put them out there, whatever. And, you know, my wife was like, Joe, she said, you know, look, I'll do this with you, but you're not doing these podcasts fucking drunk.
I think the idea has, yeah, because I had to delete a lot of the Sobrage thing. Because of that reason, I get off at 11 p.m. I get home around 11:30, 11:45, and so I was recording that thing, you know, midnight, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And, of course, I'm going to have a beer when I come home.
Sure.
Two beers, three beers. And then maybe after that third beer, I'm like, all right, let's go record this thing. But if I push it to that fourth beer,
man, yeah.
Maybe not the best time to go record because Charles Sobrage. Serial killer in the 1970s.
I know, man. You know, I've probably had about 4 or 5 Heinekens now. I wouldn't even think about fucking recording.
Right. Yeah. I'm on my third, so we're keeping pace with each other.
Awesome.
Over here.
All right, man. That's teamwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the
together everyone achieves more.
There you go. Last Sunday, I finished The Manson. That was 14,000 fucking words.
Yeah. Is it the same copy from his website, the Crime Vault? Crime-vault.com? Have you been to that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've subscribed to that, you know, his other page. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Because the whole Sobrage script that I read was he just sent me a link to his website where the copy was just there. So I literally just printed it out because I'm old school like that. I like to have a piece of paper reading off of it.
Right. Yo, I got a printer sitting down here that my daughter, you know, pretty much gave me with like 2 big packs of paper. It's not even plugged in. I normally, you know, switch my boom stand. And put it on the other side of the desk so I can, you know, have the mic right in front of me and be looking straight ahead. And I don't use paper just because I don't want the rustling to come in.
Yeah, and some of that rustling did come through on my recording. And
Tudor's pretty good at editing, though, man. I mean, he'll cancel all that shit out, man. It sounded really good. I caught it, I think, like the day after it came out. I happened to go over there, and I was like, holy shit, his video's up. All right, cool. And
I told Jody,
I was like, man, I texted her at work, and I was like, look, I was like, SJ's documentary came out. I'm kind of embarrassed about how I did mine now. No. I was like, man, sounds like he has done this a long time. It honestly did come off like that, brother. I give mad fucking props to you, man.
I appreciate you saying that. That means a lot. But it's not for me doing it ever before. It's just I grew up with Robert Stack and Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes,
and,
I
you know,
love that.
Bill Curtis, and, you know, all the big guys. Honestly, when he put that video up, I was a little shocked because I thought he would probably save it for after the Manson script, since you had been voted the pick to be the narrator.
Right.
You know, I was like, this is weird. Like, I hope NLD doesn't think I'm, You know what I mean? Like from,
right.
From
no,
mine,
no. I thought it was absolutely awesome because he even asked me. He was like, "Do you care?" I was like, "Why the fuck would I care, man? He did a great job. This isn't that much competition here, man. It's just I would like to read for a serial killer documentary. So does he. Okay, fine.
Oh God, I can't wait for the Manson. I can't wait for it. So you said you finished it last Sunday. So
I did. I spent 8 hours sitting in front of this fucking mic and did 17 pages.
Oh, so you
pages.
Did it. You did it all in one marathon, huh?
17 pages. Yeah, because well, I recorded. I did about 5 pages, you know, at a time at first.
Yeah, and you got to take a break between.
Oh sure, you know. Sure.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, and then it was like, man, I just really want to bust this fucking out. I want to get him this script and whatever. And yeah, last Sunday, 8 hours from about 11
damn.
O'clock in the morning. And trust me, I got to the last page. I'm like, fuck it. I'm cracking a beer.
Yeah.
I'm about done, man. I'm cracking a fucking beer. And
what is it about that last page where it's like you're stammering over one sentence.
I know.
What the fuck? I did like all these pages, and it's this is because you see that finish line, and you're like, all right, let's go. And your mind wants to rush. Yeah, your mind wants to rush you there, but you're, the better side of yourself is like, no.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Settle.
Yeah, that's a hard. That's a struggle.
It is, man. It is. You don't know how happy I was to get to that because it was like 27 pages, but the 27th page was only like a paragraph, and then his a little Patreon thing.
Okay. And you got to read the Patreon copy at the end.
Yeah, I thought it was absolutely hilarious. I don't know how you feel about it, but I thought it was fucking funny that
the British narrator
thing.
Yes. That was great, man.
I was like, man, that's kind of fucked up that he didn't have SJ. I told Jody that's kind of fucked up that he didn't have SJ. You know, read the Patreon thing. But then, you notice, like, during the poll, that there was a lot of people talking about the British narrator.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was, I mean, I can tell that old Tudor, whatever, has a sense of humor.
Tudor Bosnia, or however you say it. Yeah, he's got a sense of humor. That was a nice little... a send off at the end he did there. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was absolutely hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife got a kick out of it too.
Really? Right.
Did the robot British guy just say SJ?
He did.
That's so funny. But,
It seems like already, man, I can tell just from talking to you, man. I mean, I would love to have you, you know, as a host on the podcast, man, if you're down.
Honestly, that would be awesome, man. I mean, the thing about doing stuff like this is once you get done with one, I mean, even if it exhausted the fuck out of you, you're kind of itching for that next thing to jump on it, at least if you're like me.
I'm the same way. As soon as I'm done, like, you know, editing and whatever, which it doesn't really involve a lot of audio editing because, you know, I have all my
clipping out stuff
and intros and whatnot. I'm already looking, you know, all right, what are we going to talk about next week?
And, you know, that's a hallmark of an artistic mind, really. It really is, because you're never supposed to be satisfied with...
I'm never satisfied.
...the shit that you've done in the past. And if you're not working on something else immediately, what are we going to be doing? We're going to be drinking, smoking, wasting our fucking time when we could be doing other shit.
Right.
And this is, you know, something that people would probably like to listen to. You know what I mean? Stuff that people don't know they want to listen to, so to speak.
Yeah. And what better topic than horror? So let me ask you what's some of your favorite fucking horror movies, man?
Well, first I'll start off by saying Freddy definitely won in Freddy versus Jason, if you ask me.
You're more of a Freddy guy then?
I'm a Freddy guy. I'm not a
so
big.
So is the wife. I'm a Myers guy.
Okay, see, I was just about to say it. I'm not much of a Myers guy.
You bastard.
to me, it goes Freddy, Jason, and Myers. But don't get me wrong.
I get
don't
it. Get me no, wrong. I get
I totally respect his place in horror history. It was just, I'm an 84 baby.
Okay.
So, you know, that Freddy was kind of the hot shit growing up.
Right.
So
I'm a 72 baby, so.
So, yeah, definitely the Halloween right. franchise is going to be your one.
Yeah, 7 years old when that came out.
And my God, the story of the production of it is just.
Oh, yeah.
And it's crazy that they, all the leaves you see in the movie are. Or they're either fake, I can't remember, fake or prosthetic leaves. Synthetic leaves or...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Every time they painted fake leaves and shit and then would gather them all up. And even Jamie Lee Curtis was like, yeah. She's like, I'm not supposed to be a leaf gatherer. I'm a fucking actress. You know, not her. Oh, who was it? Oh, damn, she played in... I cannot think of her name right now. Played in Rob Zombie's Devil's Rejects.
Oh, what a great movie.
Oh, you know, she had the little boy. Remember Captain
You're not
Spaulding?
Talking about Yeah, yeah, of course.
And then the you know, she was coming. What the fuck is her name? I cannot think. You know, he's like,
wait a minute.
You like what you see or something, you know, she shows her boobies.
Yeah.
I cannot think of her name. She's the one, actually, that said that, like, hey, I'm a fucking actress here. I'm not here to pick up leaves.
Everybody had to pick up leaves.
Everybody did, yeah.
It was a different kind of movie, man. It was a shoestring. Another one of my favorites is Hellraiser, the original and the second one. Let's see, what else? I mean, we can go deep here. Cannibal Holocaust. Yeah. I can't call it my favorite, but I've seen it all the way through.
Yeah, that's an endurance film. That's what a buddy of mine, Dom, calls an endurance film. You know,
it totally is. It's like a Serbian film, also. It's like that. But yeah, man. Ask me anything about horror. If I know, I'll tell you. If I don't.
So, but yeah, man, I was just trying to get a, you know, gauge on, you know, what your favorite. That way I can make jokes later.
You're building up your repertoire.
I am.
Very, very clever. clever girl.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
But you know, I think it's cool, man. I think people would like actually to hear... Okay, the winner and the runner-up doing a podcast together. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's no fucking hard feelings, you know? It's like, I was really taken back by, you know, your narration, because it was like, God damn, man, sounds like he's done this before.
God damn, thanks. I really can't say thanks enough for that.
I mean, it really took me back, man. It was like, wow. I mean, that is spot on, man. Your enunciation and all that, which is what I pay so much attention to, trying to, you know, enunciate shit right and pronounce it right. And
right.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
To me, it's tongue awareness. If you can be aware of your, like, you're not aware of your hands and feet most of the time, but you use them all the time.
Yes.
And, you know, you use your tongue the same way. But if you're just, I've found that whenever I'm slurring, even if I'm not drunk, it's usually because I'm having lazy tongue. My tongue is spending too much time on the bottom palate.
Interesting.
You got to keep that thing moving like you're, you know, going down or something.
Damn. All right.
You got to flick that tongue. Keep it moving.
It's fucking hilarious. That's great advice, man. I never really thought about that.
I didn't think about it myself until, actually, honestly, that thought came to me yesterday on the drive to work, because we just got some new weed oil cartridges for our weed pens over here, and got a little bit too smoked out before
hitting
work.
Mine now.
I got mine right in front of me, my brass knuckles.
Smart card. But, I use a smart card. It's about 87% is what I got. But I am a patient. I'm just waiting for my card.
Same here. Same here.
Seriously?
No, no. I thought you were joking.
No, I'm not.
Because, you know, I'm in Georgia, so...
I don't know what the laws are there. Here in Ohio, yeah, they, you know, they, we, I got a dispensary, two dispensaries about 20 minutes up the road. I'm just waiting for my card.
I'll sleep under your couch, man. Can I just come live over there?
Yes. we'll do podcast live. I got a mic. I got two mics, two boom stands. We're good.
I'd give my left thumb to have a dispensary nearby. Not my right thumb, my left thumb.
Oh, you right-handed?
Yeah.
I figured so. Yeah, good. my wife is left-handed. That's why she's not a good talker.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Got to be some kind of correlation there.
There has to be.
But, yeah, man. Jesus. I don't know. It seems like we've talked before, man. This is going... very smoothly.
I think so. That's why I'm really, you know, digging this idea of you being a part of this podcast, man, because it does. It seems like, you know, we've just been friends forever.
Yeah. Old souls, man.
There you go. There you go. Awesome, man. I'm really excited now. Yeah, I've changed the podcast up so much. I mean with host and intros and whatnot. The only thing that stayed consistent is me and the outro.
Well, that's pretty much what you need. I mean,
yeah.
I haven't listened to a ton of your podcast yet.
Hey, no worries. A lot of them suck. I'm not even gonna lie.
Well, no, I'm just saying I haven't because. You're pretty much a recent person to come into my life, so I haven't had a lot of time to
go back and
listen to that. But from what I've heard, man, that's the style of podcast I like to listen to, is somebody free-forming it and just kind of talk and giving the facts. If it's about a case like a serial killer, like I listened to your I guess it's your most recent one, Eileen.
Oh, that was actually the most, you're just one behind. The most recent one was, you know, when we talked about some movies last week.
Oh, I did see that this morning.
Actually, I was, you know, because I'm weird. I hate, yeah, I really do. I hate the sound of my own voice.
Oh, dude. What?
Yeah. I do. Apparently, I don't hear what other people hear, but I hate it. And I always think I sound horrible. So what I do, I'll listen.
That's crazy.
I'll listen to the fucking podcast like a couple times. Like the most recent one, I'll listen to it over and over. And I'll just sit. I'm my worst critic, man. And I'll sit and I'll just nitpick. Yep. Like, God,
that's,
why'd I fucking say that? That was so stupid, I should have said.
Why did I say it? Why did I say it like that? Why did I put that lilt on it?
I'm always trying to get better, man, because this is the one thing I think that I can, you know, do great. You know, I do, you know, for a living, I work in, like, home remodeling, a lot of flooring, bathroom remodels, you know, shit like that.
Okay.
And that shit is hard on a 47-year-old body.
Oh, my God. I mean, we've had stuff done. We've owned – this is our second house that we've owned. And, yeah, man, those guys – you guys work hard.
it is very hard. And, you know, it's like, look, man, I want to – you know, my oldest daughter is, like, 20-some, 22, 23, I think.
Oh, wow.
Just turned 23. And – go ahead.
Yeah. I have a 13-year-old son.
Awesome.
But keep going.
Yeah, he, you know, she, you know, I mean, it's like I want to be around for grandkids. That's my next phase. All my kids are moved out.
So, okay, how many kids do you have?
I have I personally with just my wife technically have one son.
Okay.
Okay. When I met my wife, you know, she had a bad relationship. Guy was a fucking dick. This is like 20 some fucking years ago, 21 years ago, I think. She was pregnant with my youngest daughter, and my 23-year-old daughter was 2 at the time. And her oldest son was 4 at the time. He moved out and has, you know, some sort of issue with his mom, so he does not communicate with us a whole lot, if at all. But so technically, you know, 4 kids, because whether I'm the stepdad or whatnot, you know, these are my kids, and, you know,
yeah,
they consider me their dad, because I've been the one who there when the fucking lights went out, and, you know, there were tough times, and, you know, so
brother, you're preaching to the choir, man. There's so many parallels between what you're saying and what I've been through, and
yeah,
oh my God, man.
No, well that's awesome. See, this is what we call fate, my friend.
I'm telling you, fate or just universal magnetism.
There you go.
Attracting like minds.
That's awesome. Because, yeah, that's man, good I, shit right there.
We've been through some, man, some tough shit over here. I'm sure we'll talk about it and going forward in the future. Oh, I mean, yeah, if we sat here and talked about our, if I told you everything that led up to where I am right now, we'd be on the phone for, I don't know, the next 30 years, maybe?
Oh, yeah, well, add about 25, 30 more if I was...
So you say you're 47?
Yeah.
So I'm 34. What a connection, man. I mean, just a generation behind each other or in front of each other, whichever way you look at it.
Sure.
What a cool thing.
It is a very cool thing, man. I'm, you know, I at a conversation, you know, with a guy I work with yesterday, you know, and it just, you know, he came up, and I was like, man, I'm surprised that I even made it to this fucking age.
Oh God, yeah, I mean, that's what you think when you're in your 20s, like, my God, if I make it to 40, I'll be lucky, or 30, yeah. When you're in your 20s, I'll make it to 30, I'll be lucky, but, you know, that, so much of that is, I don't know, fatalism, or I don't know. If you don't have something that you're striving to get to, it's easy to...
And that was the thing, man.
Not think about the future in such a positive way.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. It really is. It's funny that you said that, because when it, you know, was final that I was going to do the narration, I told Jody, I told her, I was like, you know, for the first time, I think, in my life, in 47 fucking years of me being on this spinning turd ball, that I actually feel like I have a purpose in life.
And it's funny that you say that, because I felt the same fucking way. Like, I've had many different jobs in my life. My short time here on this little spinning shit ball.
Yeah, there you go.
And where I'm at right now is not glamorous. Okay, I work with dogs mostly. I joke that I clean up dog shit for a living. I mean, it's way more than that. But
I get it. I love dogs. My little dog is sitting right here and sits in my computer chair while I'm trying to do narration.
They're emotional support, right?
They are.
Yeah, man. I mean, we have 3 over here. They're
pit bulls, right? Crazy.
We've got 2 pits and a German Shepherd mix that we just adopted recently.
Awesome. But I didn't mean to derail you. Sorry.
No, you didn't derail me. I derail myself, sir.
Me too. There are no tracks over here.
Right. Yeah, there might be one track over here, but... what I was getting at was that, you know, I've had all these jobs, and man, I left a really badass job with great pay, great benefits, had weekends off, but I was miserable. I was miserable at it. And so I quit, and my whole 2018 was kind of a pickup game, trying to put the shit back together, because my wife, Amber, was hoofing it for most of last year, trying to keep us, you know,
afloat,
out of the red. Yeah. And so I eventually took this job on, and I love it. It makes me happy, but the money's not all that. So when I had the opportunity to do something else, do something creative, and I do consider it creative, even though I'm reading somebody else's script.
It is creative.
Yes, because take any average person off the street, put them in front of a microphone, and it's going to be shit. It's going to be shit.
We have a talent, both of us, I believe, and it you know,
I think so too.
It's actually saying a lot that I'm even saying this about myself. I'm a low self-esteem guy.
Well, don't be, man. I mean, we talked about hallmarks of, you know, an artistic person. You're always going to be your worst critic, but everybody else sees gold on the canvas
when I see silver
shit on the canvas. Yeah, or silver or whatever you see. So you kind of have to temper your own ego a little bit, and it's hard to do, man. Yeah. That's the hardest thing almost. But yeah, let's, we can hash out the details about, tomorrow. You said tomorrow you're going to do it.
Jody's off tomorrow. I don't know what time is good for you, man.
That's so funny. My wife is off tomorrow too.
Hey, she can come on too.
She's kind of like, again, parallels. She's kind of like, you said your wife's name is Jody.
Jody, yeah.
Yeah, so Amber is very much a mixture of you and Jody. She's not in love with the sound of her own voice, and she doesn't necessarily want to be involved, but she would be willing to lend a hand if I needed another voice, kind of thing.
Right.
But, getting her to get on the mic is... it's a little tough.
No worries. I just thought I'd throw out the invite, man.
I mean, maybe when she finds out about this, she'll be inspired to jump in and say something. Sure. I don't know.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, because I think just from our conversation, man, I think that this is going to work really well.
I think so too.
I'm really digging this, man. Like I told Jody, I was like, you know, look, you know, I texted her earlier. I was like, man, you know, he's got, you know, a really good speaking voice. She was like, yeah, you both got good speaking voices. She was like,
hell yeah.
I'm the weak link. I was like, no, you're not the weak link. You're just not completely comfortable with it.
Yeah, that's all it is, man. Because your voice, I mean, just listening, I got headphones on right now. You have a gravity. I hate the word. I hate that gravitas term that people use nowadays. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. There's a quality there that's unique, but it's familiar at the same time, and the bass in your voice is kind of hypnotic, so it's perfect narrating something like something as deep as a Charles Manson thing. I mean, yeah, it's gonna be great. So don't I know you probably have some anxiety about how it's gonna sound when it comes out. But man, don't worry about it. It's gonna be good. And but one thing, and I won't keep you all day.
Oh no, that shit. I got nothing to do but drink.
Me neither. Me neither. But
I'm good for however long, man.
Okay, cool. I wanted to throw an idea out there.
Absolutely.
A couple of ideas. I'm full of ideas and also bullshit and beer. But
me too.
And
usually my ideas are bullshit because of beer.
Because of beer, right. One of my ideas, and I almost wanted to email Tudor about this, was I know he's covered Dahmer before, and everybody's done Dahmer before.
Right.
That could be the title of a podcast right there. Everybody's done Dahmer. But I think...
I've done Dahmer.
How was he?
I have to go back and listen. I was probably drunk. I don't know.
Okay.
It was with Malice, by the way, but I think we did Dahmer, yeah.
I'll have to go back and try to find that.
Early, I'd love like to teens.
I'd love to
teens,
hear you I think. Doing a drunk podcast. That would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. But, what would you think this was going to be? This is why I told you, man. This is, you know, podcast is when I let my hair down.
Hell yeah.
You know, the dreads don't come unfurled, but they do go down.
What a dreads are. How long have you been growing those out? Did you have to grow your hair to start it?
Well, I have my hair, my straight hair. That's what we call it. When you have dreads, you call it straight hair.
Right.
It's so 2019, right? LGBT will get on me for saying straight hair.
Yeah, somebody's going to get triggered by that.
Right, triggered. But no, I had my my straight hair about, they say about 6 inches. I had it, you know, about down to my shoulders. So it was probably, you know, every bit 6 inches, 7 inches, something like that.
And you just start twisting it, right?
Well, I I went on a drunk...
I'm just asking you.
No, you're good. You're good, brother.
White guy to white guy. I mean,
right. How many white guys do you see with dreads now, you know, that are not making money?
Oh, my God. My sister's ex had the most amazing fucking... He was a redhead, too. He had dreadlocks down to his fucking middle of his back.
Nice.
It was... Yeah, it was... he looked like Conan O'Brien a little bit with dreads, so... Yes. Imagine that visual.
Can't get that out of my head now. Yeah, and it was actually a drunken camping trip. And a buddy of mine that lived in Indiana, him and his old lady and their son came out. And she's the one. She was actually born in Cambridge in the UK.
Okay.
And she had some dreading experience. At that time, my buddy had some dreads. And, yeah, it was, you know, 6-7 hours of just, you know, pretty much, you know, grab a chunk of hair and, you know, fucking...
Knot it up.
She, you know, at literally like made a loop at the, you know, roots, you know, close to the scalp, and then like just started like using a crochet needle, and what would take and pull, you know, the hair in and get them all entangled.
Wow. So it's like one of those massive. Like structural cables where it's made out of 1,000 tiny cables, but they all have to be in line with each other.
Yeah. And then, you know, then it was just a lot of palm rolling, you know, taking it and rolling them. And I wanted to be like real, like clean about my dreads and, you know, as far as how they looked. And
right.
Then it got to the point where it was like, man, this, I mean, Jody would take and, you know, start fucking, you know, she'd maintain them and take a crochet needle and she's poking her fucking thumb and shit. I mean, she literally, you know, would draw blood on her fucking thumb and shit. Like, hold on.
I'm imagining Jody doing this while you're like sitting in front, like watching Netflix, and she's like,
I absolutely laboring was, away. Man. I swear, I was watching. What was it? It was
Breaking Bad.
No. I've never seen that, to be honest with you.
Oh man,
but
I'm not gonna be that guy to tell you to go.
But I think I was watching something on a, you know, murders or serial murders or something.
Sounds appropriate.
The Snowden murders.
Oh, God, that's sounds familiar, but
yes, yeah, yeah. So it was many. Like incest and all kind of weird shit going on there, man. I was literally, we were watching that documentary and she's like poking the fuck out of her thumb. But then after a while, I was like,
well, she's probably like dragged into the documentary too, so halfway doing your dreads and halfway watching.
Right.
Same time.
I got blood in my dreads. I don't
well,
know.
I mean,
maybe.
That makes your that makes your dreads magical, and it makes your relationship with your wife even stronger.
Even stronger. There you go, brother.
There's a blood oath right there. But yeah, my whole idea about Dahmer would be to do an episode where I think Tudor should do this, where he does one about the cult of personality within the serial killer fandom or community or whatever you want to call it, because if you know Dahmer's story really well, then you know when he was in high school, he had a fan club.
Yes.
He was kind of the goofball, and he had
doing
a fan
the
club.
Dahmer.
And, right, doing a Dahmer. Yeah, exactly. And it's weirdly, I don't know if ironic is the right word, but it's strange that now, in 2019, he still has a fan club, but a different kind of fan club. You've probably seen the documentaries about, you know, the serial killer culture, people that collect art that Gacy did, or they're just obsessed with one serial killer in particular.
Okay,
you know, Dahmer,
can I cut you off just for 1 second?
Yes, go ahead, please. Yes.
About 3-4 years ago for Father's Day, I got Charles Manson artwork that
is it a scorpion?
He did in prison, and then had copied and sold to the public. And I got like 5 pictures all in frames.
Oh,
for
shit.
Father's Day, I get Charles Manson artwork.
Man, we have the same disease, I guess.
Oh, I would, yeah. What, creativity?
Yeah, exactly. Like something that, and Manson is, I mean, I know you knew about Manson before you did the script. But,
I had the nickname Charles Manson when I was 15, because I would give the big wide eyes, and people would always say I look like Charles Manson.
I was about to ask if you had scratched a swastika into your forehead, but
I don't, but I do have a scar there. It doesn't, you know, it's weird. I do have, you know, when I scowl, I do have that, you know, a scar there. That's from a Budweiser bottle, but we won't get into that right now.
We'll get into that some other time.
That'll be a future podcast.
Exchange bar stories. Yeah.
but please continue.
But no, that was just my idea, you know, to do one about
why has the thinking or the cult of someone like Dahmer extended, you know, so many years.
And in that episode, you could also include all the rest, you know, all the rest of the serial killers that have these super fans.
Ted Bundy.
That kind of go on. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Bundy. People go on murder tours where they, you know, walk around and this is where this person was murdered and this is where Bundy lived. And
I would love to go to one.
The school he went to. Me too. But I think it would be an interesting, you know, little documentary.
No, that would be, you know.
About that. Or a discussion.
Yeah.
Why do you think that, what's the psychology behind people becoming obsessed with these really heinous people and kind of wanting to go check out where they used to, their old stomping grounds, like it, you know, like it's where they filmed Ghostbusters or something. There's a strange psychology there.
And that's what I really like to dive into a lot of times. And I'll always tell Jody, I was like, look, man, we do a lot of serial killers. We do a lot of paranormal shit. We, you know,
totally down with paranormal shit, by the way, too.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I'm well versed in all that, too. Yeah.
Awesome.
Dan Aykroyd for president.
Oh, no, I'm going Bill Murray.
Well, yeah. He wouldn't show up, though.
If he did, he'd be drunk.
Right. He'd fall off his chair.
He has my vote.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, a lot of times I like to dive into, like the psychology of fear. Why do people like to be scared?
Right. Is it an endorphin rush, or is it...
And what I came up with, and I think we even did a podcast about this, but what I came up with was that it goes back to almost a, you know, your ancestry genes, okay?
Yeah.
That going so far back to where, you know, your biggest fear was what the fuck is going to come out of the woods and try and eat us?
Yes.
And that fear, okay, is actually, to feel it is actually healthy. It keeps us it keeps us on our toes, and it all goes back to ancestry. And you know, I mean, how we if we don't feel that and we feel comfort all the time, we're vulnerable.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm with you 100% on this.
I think we came up with the fact that that's why people like horror films. Is because it invokes a part of our brain, enacts and gets shit going in that part of the brain that has probably laid dormant because we always
dormant. Yes, we always I was waiting for you to use that word.
Yeah, yep. We always feel safe. You know, I have a cell phone, so if I break down, I can just. But what if you didn't have a fucking cell phone? Where
well, even
is
beyond
that
cell
fear?
Phones. Even beyond cell phones, you have four walls around you most of the time. So yes. We're far removed from our ancestors. And it's funny that you bring that up because I don't know if you've ever heard of Wes Craven talk about how he came up with
Freddy,
the iconic glove, not just Freddy, but the glove itself. And his answer to that question was, he was trying to think.
Oh, the bear, like claws.
Yeah, like a cave bear. Yeah. So, you know, like early man out there surviving, and maybe you have this, you know, little hidey hole, cave, whatever it is that you...
A hiney hole?
A hiney hole, yes.
I am drinking a Heineken, but, I mean, I didn't know it was this kind of party.
a couple more beers, maybe.
Oh, damn.
But, no.
Thank God you're in Georgia.
We're not going there. You know. Georgia, not Alabama. But, I think the fear response, that's definitely...
But a ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah, that was actually filmed in Deliverance. That was not too far from me. I could probably drive an hour and be there. Squeal like a pig, but... That's a movie like Full Metal Jacket you can watch every once in a while, but it's not gonna be on your playlist.
It just me, or with Full Metal Jacket did you always turn it off after Pyle shot himself?
Yeah, the whole Vietnam sequence after that is
that was all boring.
Yeah, it was kind of a letdown because the film had already built up to a point where you knew something was gonna happen. And then, when Pyle shoots himself and shoots Arlie Ermey and then himself, right?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. It should have almost been credits roll right there. But
I mean, that'd have been a good movie. I mean, we could call it a documentary, actually.
I guess, yeah. But you can't – nobody could argue with Kubrick. Right. If he wanted the film to go on, it was going to go on.
Well, that was Oliver Stone.
Full Metal Jacket?
Yes.
Oh, shit. You sure about that, Dreads?
I think so.
I'm going to cross-check.
Cross-check. But I thought that was Oliver Stone.
Just so we don't agree on everything, because if we agree on everything, it's going to be boring, right?
It will be very boring. I love good banter, good friendly banter.
Oh, I love skepticism and, you know, banter going back and forth. And just knowing that at the end of the day, it's a conversation, not a fight.
No, absolutely. You know what I mean? It's a discussion. That's what I always try to put out to, you know, any kind of guest that I have on. I had Mike Schiff on. He's doing a documentary on metal and horror and the correlation between the two. Because I'm a huge metal fan. And, the correlation seems to be like, you know, steak and potatoes, East Coast guy, beer and crabs. There's just something. It's always kind of been there. And I never want to put it out that, oh, okay, we're going to have an interview. Like, okay, what is this? I want to have a discussion.
Yeah.
I don't call it interviews. I call it discussions.
Yeah. Formality is, you got to throw that out the window. If you're really going to have a discussion, that's why I hate the way that the presidential debates are done, yeah. For example. Like, you don't get a chance to really hear from a person if you give them 5 seconds to talk.
Right.
I want to hear somebody sit down and honestly talk with someone. And not have pretense and not have, bullshit questions already lined up. Yeah. But,
I completely derailed that conversation. What were we talking about?
we were talking about everything, but we were talking about, Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Yeah, it's Kubrick. Yeah. I feel like an asshole for even looking that up. It's okay.
Oliver Stone did,
he did JFK and he did.
Vietnam movie? God damn it.
Oh, Platoon.
He did do, who did?
All right, I'm Googling it right now.
Oh, shit.
I'm Googling Oliver Stone, Vietnam. And it says, well, what does it say? Come on, say something, damn it.
Say it.
Oh, goddamn. I'm going to have to go to his Wikipedia now. Jesus. Salvador, Platoon, Wall Street, Born on the 4th of July. Maybe that's the one. Is it Born on the 4th of July?
No, I wasn't thinking about that one.
JFK, Heaven and Earth, Natural Born Killers, Nixon, W was pretty funny.
Natural Born Killers, cult classic.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't know which one is better between that and Pulp Fiction at the time.
Okay, going Tarantino.
Yeah, what do you think about Tarantino?
I like his movies. I don't, get involved in any of the other side shows. I like his movies, Pulp Fiction, I dig, man. I liked it because it was very much all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of like that. The flashbacks, to where you get a flashback or whatever, or you're in the same situation as you were in the beginning, but now it's come full circle.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I always dug that, man. It's like now everything is coming together because it's almost like synchronicity, I guess you could say.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
It's very cool.
I felt that more with Reservoir Dogs, where it all came together.
That was a great movie, yeah.
I think that's probably his best one, I think. His first one was his best one, which is weird.
Have you seen the Sharon Tate movie yet? The one that he did about Sharon Tate?
No, I want to.
Me too.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I thought of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard so many good things about it. I don't know. I mean... The last movie I went to see in theaters, good God, man. I think it might have been It, the first It remake a couple years ago.
I just saw the Chapter 2 last week.
What'd you think about it?
The worst part of that movie was the length.
Yeah.
It was 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Jesus.
And yeah. Well, even he couldn't help you.
Thing, yeah.
I
mean, I've read the novel, and if you sit down and read it, it's going to take you a while to finish that book.
Now, here's the thing. Okay. And this is also something that can be discussed, cuz I didn't discuss it last podcast, which I actually saw it, I think, the night before or that day that we recorded. Here's the thing. You know, Stephen King wrote The Green Mile.
Right.
Okay. When you watch that movie, that's like a 3-hour movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You don't feel like it's a 3-hour movie when you're watching it.
Right.
It's pace. You see what I'm saying? They pace it very well. That did not happen in It Chapter 2.
Well, do you think it happened in It Chapter 1?
It Chapter because, 1, I thought, because that was 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay.
That did not feel that way.
I guess I'd agree with you with that. I've seen It Chapter 1 at least like 3-4 times.
I own it, yeah.
Recently, yeah, I own it too, but I haven't watched it in a while. But yeah, it did seem like it kind of, you know, kept going and it didn't stall. It didn't go too fast.
Right, right. And that is not how It Chapter 2 was. You know, and I know you haven't seen it, so I won't spoil it, but they get very, they get the dairy.
Well, I know the story.
You know the fucking story. They get the dairy very quick. After that, it drags.
Really?
And we got a 9 o'clock show, and I pull my phone out and check the time, and it's 10:15. I'm like, you mean to tell me we have another hour and like 45 minutes or something of this movie?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hate it when that happens.
I do too, brother. You know, but it was a good watch. I think there were too much backstory. There was just too much dragging. To be honest, the chapter one was scarier.
Okay. Well, that's saying something,
because... it was creepier, because, you know, at first I was very hesitant, because I'm a retro guy, so I like the first
one. I like the Tim Curry It. I mean, I watched it on TV when it fucking came out, and I consider that to be almost a masterclass, at least of... a TV, you know, made for TV kind of movie, because it was almost like Stand By Me or something. It was very
right,
almost nostalgic, even though you didn't grow up in the 50s necessarily.
You could relate.
You could relate to it. Kids getting together. We've all had a summer where we stayed outside every day of the summer and just went on a new adventure every day. That's kind of what that felt like. And now introduce this menacing, you know, death figure into the, almost like a Freddy Krueger thing, because he haunts all the kids at the same time. And I found it utterly compelling back in the day. And
I'm going to give you some of my thoughts on Freddy Krueger and what absolutely terrified me about that. But I have to take a piss real quick, so I have to step away from the mic.
Okay, fine.
All right, I made it back.
All right, you safe? You good?
I'm safe. Everything came out right. It didn't burn when I peed. So
did you have to dab the end of your dick with toilet paper a few times just to get those dribbles from getting on your khaki shorts?
No, I gave it an extra shake.
Okay, there you go. Right. That'll do it.
See, I love that, man. I mean, it's like already, man, we have good, what do they call that?
Chemistry?
Chemistry, yes. I hated that subject.
I failed it.
But anyway, the scariest thing about Freddy Krueger Okay. And I was, you know, at one time a huge Freddy Krueger guy. Because
yeah, I would imagine.
The scariest thing is that it was dreams. You were asleep. You were your most vulnerable, in your most vulnerable state.
Yep. That's the whole idea, man.
And that was absolutely terrifying because I've had episodes when I was like 8, 9 years old of sleep paralysis.
Oh, holy shit, man.
Yeah. And it was...
I've never had that, but I've talked to others that have, and I can't imagine.
It's a scary situation, man. Yeah. Now you should listen to the podcast Are Ghosts Real, because I take and discuss my own paranormal.
Oh, so this is another podcast of yours?
No, Night of Living Dreads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the title of the episode is Are Ghosts Real.
Oh, the episode title. Okay.
And I have a guest I call Science, and I know I probably pissed a lot of people off that are really big into the paranormal, but I guess my mind kind of went back to, you know, my political talk radio days where I want to talk about the truth.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm not denying that people have not experienced these things, but there may be an explanation for it. And that was the skeptic in me.
That's healthy. I mean, you can't do, to me, one reason why my Stitcher, I listen to most of my podcasts through Stitcher, my Stitcher feed doesn't have a lot of paranormal podcasts on there because I can't find one that's
I'm on Stitcher.
Objective and subjective at the same time.
Yeah,
that's where I got you added on Stitcher.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I'd say we're on Stitcher because, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, you're a part of the family now, man.
Oh, definitely, man. I would love to be a part of the family.
Absolutely. You're there.
The Firefly family.
Oh, my right. God. I am Otis.
I know you're Otis.
No, nobody can take that one.
Nobody can take it away from you, brother. But, shit, I was about to say something. I totally lost it.
Oh, on Stitcher? No, paranormal shit on Stitcher.
Oh, right, yeah, that's kind of my problem. I want to listen to a paranormal-based podcast, but it's hard to find a good one out there that's... you know, that doesn't take itself too seriously. And last podcast on the left, yeah, I get you. I see what you're doing. Have you ever heard that one?
I have. I've listened to it, man. I'm actually a little envious to a point, only because I think their humor, and I like the different voices in there and just jumping in type of thing. I like the style and the presentation.
Yeah.
I think it gets critique? A little mundane sometimes.
I feel the same way. I feel like, I don't know how much you listen to them, but I feel
I'm
like
not
they're
a whole lot.
Okay. Well, if you go back and maybe just this previous week, go listen to their main podcast that I think they put it out on Monday morning. And then listen to their Wednesday or Thursday podcast, which is kind of freeform, like we're talking about.
Okay.
It's called Side Stories. Their Side Stories podcast is way better than the regular one where they just talk about a killer or something. And
interesting.
I think that speaks a lot to the freeform kind of nature of a podcast. I think that's what a podcast is intended to be. I mean, I know it's kind of a new thing. Like, podcasting hasn't been around for decades.
Not too long, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of in its, I don't know, teenage years, or maybe in its 20s, but
right.
I think it's always better when it's just kind of laid back and you have a topic, let's talk about it. We're going to talk about it for this period of time, 30 minutes, an hour,
But that's always what I felt like their actual podcast was. More frame form, you know what I mean?
Well, go give Side Stories a listen, and you'll see what I'm saying. They cut one guy out. They usually have three guys.
Right.
So on the Side Stories podcast, they cut out one guy, so it's just two people. It's usually Henry Zebrowski and, what's the other guy's name? Can't recall it right now, but it's just the two of them.
To help you.
Yeah. Yeah. But, it's a better podcast when they're just off script.
So let me ask you this, my friend. What would be your ideal, in your mind, your ideal sounding podcast?
In what sense? You mean?
Well, the presentation, the format. Because okay. I'm always up to change things for the better. I'm never satisfied, like we talked earlier. I'm never fucking satisfied.
I'm with you there, man.
I'm always wanting to improve, and I'm like, you know, when Tudor was like, yeah, I think that SJ wants to contact you. That's why I sent that, because he messaged me on Facebook and told me that. And I was like,
oh, God
okay.
bless the internet.
Right? And I was like, fuck yeah, man. I would so do, you know, something with this guy, man, because he sounds great, man. He fucking, you know, talks. He's a good speaker. I mean, he's not afraid of the microphone. You know what I mean? Which a lot of people are intimidated. They you know, we can talk in our living rooms and shit, Mystery Science Theater type shit. You like that shit?
Yes.
And that is the greatest shit ever.
That's my. Whenever I got sick as a child, I would we had them on VHS, just recorded from TV. That would be my thing. If I had like a stomach virus or something,
on Comedy Central.
We didn't have cable a lot of the time. We had it on VHS, man. Yeah, MST3K.
That is for the badass shit right there. And, you know, I like that. I like that joking. I think humor, human element, and, you know, meaning making mistakes, who cares, whatever. You make up a fucking word. You say a word you don't even know if it fucking exists.
That's podcasting. It's one cut, man. You get one cut.
One chance, right, because I don't edit shit out or anything when I do the podcast, man. It's just that whatever the fuck we say, that's what goes on. I put an intro. If I have, you know, if we're playing a clip or something, I'll already have that clip. I can insert that. None of our speaking ever gets edited because it's first time.
You're answering your own question, man. You asked me what kind of format or whatever I like to do. And to me, it's very simple. All the podcasts that I listen to that I like, I enjoy the fact that a podcast has an intro and an outro. And that's really it. The meat of the podcast is the podcast. It's people talking, people discussing stuff that I can have in my ear while, you know, I'm lucky enough to be able to, have an earbud in my ear at work. So I get a lot of my podcast, listening while I'm at work, and it keeps me sane just to hear other people talking about stuff that I'm interested in. And so, you know, that's kind of what I would want to go for.
All right.
Just kind
awesome.
Of an
awesome.
Intro, meat, and then outro.
Oh, okay. So a big, meat sandwich with an intro and outro bun.
Exactly. I mean, what else do you want? I don't know.
What else is there? When it comes to a podcast. Yeah, I guess I did answer my own fucking question.
Fuck. No, I mean, it was a good question. You ask somebody else that question right now, and they're going to give you a off-the-wall answer.
Sure.
It's a good question is what I was saying, because just to make sure that we're on the same page.
Yeah. No, I already think that we are, man. So, I mean,
Yeah, I think so.
A welcome to the insane asylum.
I'm a happy convict or inductee.
Resident.
Resident. There you go. There's the word. I knew you'd have the word. I'm a happy resident of the insane asylum.
That's right.
If I could say it.
Because that's what I call my little makeshift studio, the Insane Asylum. It's where I got all my
love
horror
it.
Shit. I got dead black roses hanging off of a Christmas tree covered in ghosts
nice.
and fake spider webs.
Dude, you got to send me a picture of this place. I have to know where I'm inhabiting, you know?
Right. I will. I went to the bar last night and I lost my phone, so I do not have my phone right now.
Oh shit!
But the phone has been retrieved.
Okay, so you're
don't have it yet. Yeah,
gotcha. Your regular bartender has it in her possession, right?
I wasn't even in my own town.
That's crazy. That's when shit is likely to go down, when you're away from home.
And I wasn't even that drunk, man. I was really high. But I was not that drunk.
That's a quote from you right there. I wasn't even that drunk, but I was fucking high as fuck.
I was really fucking high.
Yeah. I'm trying to get there now.
No worries.
We got new cartridges here and there. A little different than what
I do too, man. Hey, do you ever like save all your old cartridges when they get low, and then you get a new one, you just stuff them in like a fucking a little place where you can go there, and you're like, oh man, I'm almost out of weed. No, I'm not. I got like all these.
I can pour this on my burrito and just eat it.
I'll crack this butt bastard open. Give me and a hammer.
A sock and a rubber mallet.
Right. We're cracking this bitch open. We got sauce.
Sauce. Gravy.
We got gravy.
Our guy just recently started. He grows all this shit from home. His op is pretty crazy.
Awesome.
For down here in the South, where it's not completely legalized all the way. We're getting there. We're getting there, but it's not there yet.
You haven't been in the South that long because you don't have any kind of a draw or anything being from Georgia.
Oh, brother, I've been here since birth. I'm a Georgia native. I'm a Georgia boy.
And you don't have any of that Southern twang. You have what Jim Morrison calls a television voice.
A television voice.
Which means that you can be from any type. You know, you can be in the South, but when you see the broadcasters, they never seem have a draw.
They don't. That's so true. I don't know. I've been fighting against it my whole life.
I haven't heard
also,
it once.
This will trip you out. Where I grew up in Georgia, it was predominantly African American. Oh, okay. Let's be real. It's mostly black neighborhood.
All right.
So, like, the schools I went to, I was the minority in them. And so not only was I fighting against a stereotypical Southern voice or twang or whatever,
right.
I was also trying not to adopt anything from my peers, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, I take that as a compliment.
No, well, I mean, yeah, I just noticed that you have nothing. You have no Southern twang, anything. I'm starting to think that you're, like, next door.
I wish I was, man. I would invite you over to hit this pin with me.
Oh, well, you'd have to come over and have a Heineken and, hit my pen first.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough. Fair play. Well, man, how about this? Let's figure out what time you guys are going to start recording tomorrow.
I'll let you know, man. I have nothing on the slate. So
okay, cool.
It will be totally free form. Anything that you want to bring to this podcast is always open, man. Just let me know. If you have something in particular that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Then
I don't think I do, but I'll let you know if I come up with something.
At any time, future podcasts, you just let me know. I'll look it up. We'll go from there, man. I mean, I'm very fucking open, you know, with this. I just want to have fun and talk about shit that intrigues me.
Same here, man. I mean, I feel like we could almost put this thing down if we would have recorded this. It could have.
Oh, it's recorded.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome. This could have been the first kind of thing that we do together, but, you know, obviously a little more.
I can put it out as a bonus.
That would be awesome. Are you on Patreon, too? Or
I am not, no. I get no funding. I don't even know how it works.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm totally pedestrian coming into this thing. I've never done a podcast on my own. Anything I've put on YouTube was just for, you know, video hosting, so I could share something funny that my dog did with a friend of mine or something. So I've never delved into this whole kind of area.
This is really cool, man. This is, for me, a very exciting time. And
I totally feel the same way, man. It's really cool.
I think the addition of you coming on to the podcast, I think it's going to take it to another level. I really do.
Really? Okay. Well,
that's my feeling anyway. I think it's
even
gonna
if it
take
doesn't,
it
we're going to have a good time.
Yeah. That's all it's about, man. Have a good time, and let's talk about shit we like. Horror.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, serial killers, horror, I mean, whatever. Horror news.
Anything.
Anything. As long as
anything
it's in
and everything.
The realm of horror. You know?
Yes. Yes. I'm with you on that. And, yeah, let's just keep it freeform, and it seems to be working already.
I think so.
If it ain't broke,
don't fucking fix it.
Right. So let's go with that, man. And shit, I'm here all day today. So I'm probably going to go back and listen to some of your older podcasts just to kind of get your voice in my head. And
check out the our Ghost Reel podcast and let me know what you think about that.
I will, because I do have my own experience
relating
to that. And well, I guess if we open that can of worms right now, we'd be on the phone until sundown.
No, but, very true.
We'll get there eventually.
Yes, we will.
So, yeah, I'll go back and listen to that one. And like I said, I got the rest of the day off, so I'll probably listen to another one after that.
Awesome. I'll be here all day as well. I think I am doing a little Halloween shopping. It's like Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a good time to do it.
So I have to go to the Spirit Halloween store.
Oh, you have those up there?
Yes,
we have
them
down here, too. Yep. They pop up in unoccupied retail locations, and they're there.
Yeah, I know. An abandoned.
September to the end of October.
Right. Abandoned fucking grocery stores. There's a Halloween store.
But they have better shit than Walmart and Target.
You got that right. So, yeah, that's the only thing I'm doing, man. Anytime, hit me up, man. Facebook, whatever, man.
Yeah, same here. Just we're on Skype together now. You got my phone number.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
Just text any ideas, any thoughts, whatever you want to send my way.
And ditto, man. If you have any ideas about a podcast, man, because it's not like I'm at the fucking helm here, man. I mean, this is a group fucking effort, and hey,
give yourself some credit. You are kind of at the helm of this. This is
podcast. I kind of am, but I don't want it to, you know, like, you know.
You don't feel like that.
I don't feel like that, no. I just, you know, anybody that's on the podcast, man. Any of the hosts, it's like, hey, if you come up with something, man, let me know.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Cool.
Let's make it our own. Yeah,
that's
the whole thing, man. If you have an idea about a direction the podcast should go, I'm always game, man. I'm always game to change shit up to make it better.
Well, I think you got a good neutral starting point.
I think
where
so,
you talk about, you know, what you the kind of horror influenced stuff that we like to talk about, and we're just gonna go from there, man. And hey, I think this thing is gonna be
good,
even if it's not big,
it's gonna be great.
Huge. It's gonna be good. Yeah, if you're a fan of horror, if you're a fan of true crime ish kind of stuff, yeah. I think you'd like to listen to us talk about it.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Let's go with that, man.
All right, brother. Hey, man. Enjoy the rest of your day, man. Please, anytime you need to, you know, you need to speak to me or whatever, just let me know, man. I'm always off on the weekends too. Like I said,
same here.
You know, I work till about 5:30-ish. During the day, just so you know, but normally from about 5-6 o'clock on, I'm game, man.
Oh man, that's perfect. Sounds good. And yeah, so I'll be in touch. And even if I'm pissed off in traffic somewhere, I might shoot you a text like, this fucking guy in front of me.
Hey, no worries.
Just did this.
No fucking worries, man.
And likewise, man, I'll be your psychological counselor if you need me to be.
Oh, my God, that's a heavy burden to take on.
Well, if it's too much for me, I'll hand it over to Amber.
Okay. All right.
She can take care.
She may have to meet me first. I don't know if she wants to take on that kind of shit.
Oh, my Amber is compatible with everybody.
Oh, so, awesome, man. You got one, yeah. Too, right?
I got one. I got a good one. Yep.
Me, too. All right, brother. Hey, have a good night, man. Again, yeah, hit me up whenever, brother.
All right, yeah. We'll talk tomorrow about this podcast thing or through text.
Yes,
the night
sir.
Or something. Yeah, get all this stuff hashed out.
Gonna break your cherry tomorrow, my friend.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to respond.
Yeah. All you gotta do is what you've done for the past 2 hours, man.
I know. All right, brother. You enjoy the rest of your day, too. And, yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Have a good night.
All right, take it easy.
Things no one knows. We're going to die.